Hi, sixth graders and family. Today I'm going to do a podcast on how to understand and navigate the gradebook of Schoology. First, head to my Schoology page. Once in my page, look over to the left-hand side for the grades option. Click on grades. Some things we need to note before moving forward. This page will show you all four marking periods. That is what the MP1, MP2, MP3, and MP4 represent. You can navigate through the different marking periods by clicking on the title. At that point, the marking period will expand. You can see the process and the product percent averages. If you want to go further, you can click on process and it will show you all the process assignments for the class. It will do the same for the product assignments. When you are done, if you hit the title again, it will collapse that folder. Since marking period 2 is getting ready to end, let us look over the section titled MP2. Again, once in the marking period folder, you're going to see three things: an overall grade, a process grade, and a product grade. The overall grade computes the process and product grades. Remember, process grades are 30% of your overall grade, and the product grades are 70% of the overall grade. Moving forward, click on process to see all the process assignments. You are able to see the grade earned on the assignment or possibly an icon. Let's talk about those icons. If the grade has a dash in it, then that means the teacher has not graded the assignment yet. An orange hexagon with a zero for the grade means that that assignment was not turned in. It is missing. An orange hexagon that is halfway colored orange means the assignment has not been turned in. This grade is incomplete. Teachers are able to use either one of these icons in their gradebook. If a teacher uses the orange hexagon, the missing, then the grade automatically becomes a zero for that assignment, and that grade is calculated into the student's overall grade. The orange hexagon that is halfway colored does not impact the grade at all. The teacher will have to go back in and mark it as missing for the student's grade to adjust. The last icon that you will find is a green hexagon. This icon is used to excuse a student from an assignment. In this instance, the student's grade is not impacted at all. Furthermore, you can click on any assignment in the gradebook and it will tell you to take you to that assignment. So if you want to see what questions a student got wrong on an assignment, just click the assignment. Also, the assignment completion has a date and timestamp so that you know exactly when the assignment has been submitted. If you are missing an assignment, you can also click on that assignment and be taken to it to complete it. My suggestion is to check your gradebook on a weekly basis. That ensures you are current with your assignments. Look over any comments the teacher might have written for the assignment. Look over your product assignments and see if the availability for a retake is there. If so, take advantage. And as always, if you have any questions about Schoology, please reach out to me. Thank you.